It's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks, Disabel Wines.
Thanks, Disabel Wines. Oh, shit the bed. Well, well, well. We will be playing Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast under us while we crack open a bottle. Oh, yes. Very nice. Of wine. So this month I am joined by the lovely sweeties at Disabel Wines to talk about wine and all sorts of other such as fun stuff. Kia ora, Holly.
Hi, nice to be here.
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Holly. I'm here from Disabel Wines. We're a little boutique counterculture, if you will, winery from Hawke's Bay.
Go off boutique counterculture. That's what we like around here, BFM.
Heading my taglines.
Very good. You know the lingos. You've got it nailed. Yep. Yeah. Awesome. Where did you say from?
Hawke's Bay.
Hawke's Bay.
Yeah.
There's wine down there, eh?
Lots of it.
It's like a wine place.
It's a wine place. It's, I think, third biggest in New Zealand at the moment.
Wow.
But maybe second. I should know this. Don't worry about it. It's not that important.
Nah. I'm like, it's not that important, actually. It's fine. No one's worried about the,
it's the best
nitty-gritty details. But shout out to the Hawke's Bay.
Beautiful.
I love it down there. Do you live down there?
No, I live up here in Auckland, I commute back and forth between Hawke's Bay and Auckland to make this wine. But should I tell you a bit about Disabel?
Please, tell me, because also love the name. Very good, because it's giving music, giving noise,
yes,
giving sound.
And that's where it comes from. So the founder of Disabel Wine is a guy called Daniel Brennan, and he had a former career working with rock bands in America. He's American. And so he would travel around, do all of the student concerts and things all through America.
Yeah.
And he became known as Disabel Dan, because his initials are DB.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he basically tasted a wine, fell in love with it. It was from New Zealand. He was at a crossroads in his life, decided to move to New Zealand, learn how to make wine, and
jump scare.
Yeah, that was 16
Midlife
years ago.
Midlife crisis. No.
Quarter life crisis.
Quarter life. Shout outs to you, Dan.
Disabel Dan.
Disabel Dan. Shout outs to you guys for coming in and doing all that, and explain more about this, because I feel like going from traditional wine to natural wine is quite a.
So actually, we make mostly more traditional wines at Disabel with a lighter touch, but I wanted to bring, so you've got a natural wine with us today, the Pet Nat.
Yummy. I'm one of those millennials that likes a Pet Nat.
Perfect. So I sort of thought I'd bring, because I'm coming over 4 weeks, and I thought I'd tell the story of Disabel Malbec, because we...
What is that?
So this, right now we've got a Pet Nat, but this is made from the Malbec grape. And Malbec is a variety that didn't have all that much love in New Zealand and still really doesn't.
Mm.
But when young winemaker Dan moved here and wanted to make Pinot Noir, he couldn't get his hands on any Pinot Noir. But everyone was like, here, have this Malbec grape. We don't want to use it. Like, this is basically trash.
Wow.
And he started making it like Pinot Noir. People loved it. And 16 years later, it's our most popular wine and we make 4 different Malbecs.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So he turned... Oh, again.
I told you I'd go loud. I warned you.
You did warn me. He made some lemonade from lemons.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that, turn of phrase sort of situation.
Exactly. And so...
That's so sick.
So I thought I'd start with our sort of fun, flirty Pet Nat version.
Gorge.
Where we make basically a rosé from the Malbec, which it suits making that. It's a bright, fruity, juicy variety.
Yeah.
Sorry, am I going back and forth from this and...
No, you're fine. Oh my God, I don't understand what I'm doing. I'm just hanging out. I'm like looking at this wine line, ready to taste this wine.
I'm just screaming about it. You should taste it.
We'll cheers. Please continue about the description.
It's cheers.
Okay,
so
let's
you
cheers.
Can taste it.
Cheers to you, Holly. Beautiful. Woo-hoo. Now, this, dear listener at home, if you are familiar with wine, then it's kind of a wine color. I would say, you know, whenever drinks come in, I try to like describe it as like what day period it is.
Oh my God.
Because I think that's quite a visceral, accurate description. This might be even giving pre-period, like spotting.
Yeah, spotting. It's a little mid-cycle spot.
Thank you so much for being into that, because some people are like quite jarred by me, but you know what? You understand the exact tempo.
I got this. It's fresh.
Yeah, that's delicious.
So yeah, it's like
amazing.
Bright pink, bright red, and it's got a little haze to it, and that's because of the Pet Nat process.
Yum. That's awesome.
You love it?
Absolutely love it. It's got like a citrus vibe.
Yep. I reckon it's raspberry and lemon.
Yeah, that is giving a little Razzie moment.
And I've specifically served it to you in this tumbler. This is how I drink it at home. Like, this is...
You're my type of gal.
This is fun, easy drinking wine. It's not thing that we're super serious. When we get down, like, 4 weeks from now, I'm going to bring in, like, fancy wine glasses to go with our big boy Malbec.
You've got a story going on, which is what I respect.
But yeah, so Pet Nat gets its name from how it's made. So Petit Naturel, that's a process of making wine where we do, I don't want to get too like boring.
Get boring.
But pick the grapes. Grapes are full of sugar, right? Natural sugars.
Yeah, yeah.
Squash them. Then you've got a juice that's full of sugar.
Mm.
Yeast eats that sugar and it creates alcohol. But it also creates carbon dioxide, which is fizz. And so normally when you make a wine, you let all that fizz flow at the top of the tank.
Yeah.
When we make Pet Nat, we actually bottle the wine while it's still fermenting so that that bubble is trapped in the bottle. So that's why it's kind of fizzy and cloudy.
Oh, and then is there like the mother at the bottom, like kombucha?
Yeah, it's sort of, we call it in wine the lees, and it's not as active as it is with a kombucha. It's like dead yeast cells, so you couldn't use it to make another wine. Good try.
Okay, interesting. It's definitely delicious. I'm enjoying it.
But yeah, like, that's all the nerdy talk. But basically, it's raspberry juice, right? The wine. It's smashable, delicious. You open a bottle of this, it doesn't last long.
But no raspberries in it.
No raspberries in it. Just tastes like raspberry. It's just Malbec. It's just our early pick Malbec.
Shout out to Malbec. Thanks so much. It's awesome. I'm really enjoying it. Where can someone who's listening and they're like, I need to get a Pet Nat, where can they get this from?
Yes, thank you for asking.
It's my job.
Best place to get it is our website, decibelwines.com. Actually, at the moment, we have a deal on the Pet Nat. So we've got two Pet Nats, and if you buy two bottles, you can have two of these, two of the other one, whatever, it's $40.
That's a bloody steal in this economy.
It really is. Very nice. We also have like 19, 20 other wines. It's a lot to juggle, so go shopping.
Awesome.
Some great stuff to find.
Just
on
the website.
Yep, decibelwines.com.
And if someone was in their car and they're like, that sounds awesome, I want to pick up a bottle now, can they?
Yes, some Glengarrys have it, so I think definitely Vic Park have got it. And if your local Glengarry doesn't have it, just nag them.
And they will stock it.
Nag any retailer. They can get it for you.
That's the thing.
I want to get into Faro. Like, nag them.
Faro.
Do your work, BFM.
Do they sell wine? Yeah, they do. They do everything at Faro. Faro Fresh.
Faro Fresh.
Okay.
And can I plug one more thing?
Can you just keep plugging, please? This is your show. Do it.
Gorgeous. Hello, this is Holly on BFM.
Exactly.
BFM
right.
Drive. 5:30 till 7:30.
Yes, almost, but that's fine. You're halfway there. Awesome.
It's the Holly show, the Holly portion.
It is. For the next month. Anyway.
But anyway, next week, Tuesday night, there's a organic wine event in Auckland called Down to Earth, and it's at the Sapphire Room in Ponsonby, and it's a really great event. It's like 14, maybe more in Auckland, a whole bunch of organic wine growers from across New Zealand coming together, pouring really delicious wines. It's like $50 for a ticket, but you get to try 40, 50 wines. You get fed.
You would get absolutely fucked up too.
Yeah, I mean, by the end of it, people are rolling out of there. But responsible drinking, everybody. It's just like the best event. And if I wasn't working, I would be going, and you guys should all go. So Down to Earth.
Thanks so much for that tip. You should take a date there, actually.
It's the perfect place for a date.
Yeah.
And come find me and tell me where you found me.
Exactly. And it was probably on the Drive show on 95BFM. Well, thanks, Holly. This is an awesome drop. Can I keep drinking it?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is for you.
Wow, this whole bottle.
The whole bottle.
Oh, my God, you guys, I've just been given a bottle of wine. Don't do that because, you know, I like to get chatty after 6 p.m. All good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks
we'll
for having me.
We'll see you next week. And shout out to Decibel Wines. This is an absolutely gorgeous drop in all seriousness. And I love wine. I'm not a, what is it called? When you're a wine person?
A wine snob.
Yes, that was it.
We don't do those at Decibel. We do wine drinking and enjoying, and there's no place for snobbiness here at Decibel.
No. We're all alcoholics at the end of the day. So yeah, it's actually a really gorgeous drop, and I can't wait to keep trying your catalogue. So enjoy. Well, thanks, Holly.
See you soon.
See you soon.
That was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Decibel Wines. Mwah.